This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
This is Well, on, brought to you every week by VAC, the Victorian AIDS Council. On Well, we talk about the sex, sexual health, and overall health and well-being of our gender, sex, and sexually diverse community. I'm Cal, and I'm joined this week by my co-host and lovely colleague, Jesse. Jesse, what's on Well tonight?
Hello, Cal. Well, with tonight being the night before Idaho Bit, the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, we're talking to Peter Locke from a new service for the trans and gender diverse community called Equinox, which is launching tomorrow night on Idaho Bit. It's a bit of a long, there's a lot of acronyms on that one. Even sometimes I've got to double check it. But later we've also got to be talking to Harry McAnulty out in Bendigo about the VAC Country Regional HIV Health and LGBTI Service and a few ways you can celebrate Idaho Bit if you happen to be out in the Bendigo area.
Fantastic. In fact, Jesse, it's funny that you brought up Idaho Bit and the history there. It was actually created in 2004. You know what? Okay, you know I love fun facts.
Oh, this is the fun facts part. I do love fun facts. This is exciting because I haven't heard these fun facts. So this is going to be good.
So it was actually, Idaho Bit was actually created in 2004 to draw the attention of policymakers, opinion leaders, social movements, and the public and media to violence and discrimination experienced by LGBTI people internationally. Now, May 17th, which is tomorrow, Idaho Bit, is now celebrated in more than 130 countries, 37 where same-sex acts are illegal, with 16,000 events reported from 1,280 organizations in 2014. So at that point, it was Idaho, I believe, the day of May 17th. Oh, sorry. So it was originally the day against homophobia. In the mainstream, it was known as Idaho, which kind of worked nicely, you know, from a state's perspective of having a state called Idaho as well. In 2009, transphobia was added explicitly to the title, so then it became Idahot. And then since 2015, biphobia is added to the title to acknowledge the specific issues faced by bisexual people. So it's now called Idahobbit. But the reason, do you know the reason why they picked May 17th?
I don't know the reason, Cal. Please do tell.
Another fun fact. The date, May 17th, was specifically chosen to commemorate the World Health Organization's decision in 1990 to declassify homosexuality as a mental disorder. And I think that the inclusion of transphobia in 2009 is actually a really pivotal one because gender dysphoria is still listed on there. It's still listed on the World Health Organization's Registry of Mental Health Issues. You know, the reality is that I suppose like homosexuality, there's a really strong argument to remove it from that. And really appropriate that we're talking about Idaho Bit and a trans health service later in the show.
Exactly.
So we've got all of that fun knowledge in our head, but Jesse, if we've got we've got a ton to cover tonight.
We
so
do.
If people want to get in on the conversation, how can they join in?
Well, you can join in several ways. The best one is to email us here straight, and it comes straight into the studio, and that's onair@joy.org.au, or you can SMS 0427 Joy 949, both of which we get right here in the studio. So please join the conversation. If you've got any questions or even suggestions for future topics, please feel free.
This is Well on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
People like us indeed. I'm quite feeling that song.
You do like a little bit of Kelly Clarkson.
You know, American Girl, you know, American Idol. Yeah, I mean, really, you know, that's for America.
She is the original hero, isn't she?
She was. She was the first one.
She was.
And, you know, growing up in the States, I didn't have the whole fanfare of Eurovision.
Of course. Well, so, I mean, neither did I, to be honest.
Oh, that's
true. If I'm going to be really honest, yeah. I only heard about Eurovision 2 years ago.
What?
I know. Bad, right?
It's
just not a thing in Malaysia. It's not really something you hear of.
Yeah, fair enough.
But people are really crazy about it, apparently.
I have to admit, I've drunk the Kool-Aid, really, in this situation. I'm totally on board.
You're a big fan.
Oh, I've been watching it You know, we're getting off topic.
Religiously. But anyway,
there you go.
So you're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. So we're going to catch up on a few big things that's been happening lately. And one of the things that we're going to touch on is the candlelight vigil that was in City Square.
Yeah, yesterday. So this happens every year.
It does.
Are you, Jesse, have you ever gotten to go before?
I haven't actually. Oh, no, sorry. I have gotten to go. It was the year that the AIDS conference
AIDS 2014 was
here.
Happening.
Yep. So that was massive because obviously we had a lot of international attendees.
Totally.
But unfortunately, I didn't get to go this year. Did you manage to make it?
I didn't. I've been, you know, knee deep with volunteer trainings this weekend for other, you know, mental health resources and whatnot. So I had a had a good excuse, admittedly.
Indeed.
But yeah, it was actually the feedback I've got from people was, you know, really well attended. Did you hear anything about it?
I did. Well, Tex, our lovely Tex, who worked with us, did say that there were about 100 people there and that it had a really nice vibe in City Square. Wasn't as much as usual, but, you know, that's all right. But what I did want to ask you was the candlelight vigil, what is it actually aiming to achieve?
Well, I think it's sort of shifted with a little bit of time because I think it's gone from kind of being a memorial mostly for people that, you know, were lost in the HIV AIDS epidemic. And there's still that important moment where people are lighting candles in memoriam of other people to remember that legacy. But it's also starting to shift because the epidemic has moved kind of away from sort of, you know, that we always say that same terminology, that it's no longer a death sentence, it's a chronic manageable illness.
Yeah.
And so I think it's kind of using that and kind of looking at our context, but on a global scale, it is still, you know, there are places where it is an epidemic like it was here at one point. Not that, I mean, we were quite fortunate in Australia, but I think it's that idea of thinking in a more global context about the HIV AIDS epidemic and looking forward at that. And they had Rowena Allen, positive speakers, Res Male Choir was there. Apparently it's quite moving and whatnot, so I didn't get to make it this year, but hopefully next year. We're actually going to cut away, I think, to a couple service announcements, and we'll be back. You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
As tomorrow is the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia, we're joined by Harry McAnulty from the VAC Country Program out in Bendigo, Victoria. Harry, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Kilo. Glad to be here.
Well, Harry, I have to say, you know, you're not new to the show at all, but you're here in a new capacity. What are you up to these days?
So VAC have recently opened up a new service based in Bendigo. It's called VAC Country, and it's our new sort of regional site and based in Bendigo. And it's really a new, very new service from VAC, and we are currently engaging with the community about what the program might look like. So it's really a bit of a mini VAC happening in the country.
That's very exciting. How did that come about?
So CAN, the Country Awareness Network, we're an organization that we've worked with for a very long time. They are in the process of wrapping up, and we are working with Bendigo Community Health under a new funding arrangement. And we're sort of the new providers based in the Loddon Mallee region, and we are delivering a health promotion program that really works with the community about bloodborne viruses and HIV prevention, but also support for people living with HIV, but the wider LGBT community as well.
That's fantastic. And so, you know, you guys are still working with CAN in that transition?
Oh, yeah, definitely. CAN have been really pivotal and very important in the transition, and I've been working very closely with CAN, and we're currently based in the house, which is based in Myer Street. We're calling it the Community Hub Space, and we've got a really sort of detailed program that's happening, and we're going to work on that and really trying to create an environment that people can feel safe. So we have a drop-in day on a Wednesday. We have an inclusive morning tea group, and we're really trying to use the centre as a bit of a community hub so that, you know, different programs can happen and be delivered there. We actually had Linda Horn from the David Williams Fund, and we had her today at the centre, and it was absolutely fantastic to see the community come in and access the service, which traditionally just was delivered from the PLC in Melbourne.
Now, Harry, a lot of people would think that kind of regional and rural areas are not terribly accepting. How has an LGBTI health focused or an HIV bloodborne viruses program been received by the people in Bendigo?
Oh, look, I think CAN have, first of all, did a lot of work in the community for many years, and we're really carrying on the great work that CAN have done. But I think the community are really very open to the idea of VAC Country. We recently had a panel discussion after we partnered with the Bendigo Queer Film Festival, and we had a panel discussion after one of the films, and really it was fantastic. We had 30-40 people in the audience, and that we had a panel, a local person. We had Brent Allen from Living Positive Victoria. We also had a PrEP user. We had Dan McPhail from PrEP for Change. And it really was an amazing dialogue to be happening here based in Bendigo. And it was fantastic, and there was lots of questions from the audience as well. So I think it's really good, and I think we're going to be building a lot over the next few weeks, next few months, really figuring out what the community want and developing a program around their needs.
That's great to hear that level of engagement, and across, it sounds like quite the array of topics as well, which is wonderful to hear. And we've got, tomorrow is Ida Hobbit. I've heard there's quite a bit planned in Bendigo. Is there talk of a rainbow chalking, amongst other things?
There is indeed. So we have worked with local community organizations to create a bit of an event happening in Bendigo. So we have a range of different things. So we have the City of Greater Bendigo. We have Councillor Fife, who's the mayor of Bendigo. He's going to actually speak at the event. We have Backcountry, who's a lead organisation and putting it all together. We also have the support of Bendigo Community Health, Goldfields Library and Headspace, and they've been really important as they're the organisations that actually support the LGBT community here in Bendigo. It's really important that they have stepped up and are actually going to be at the event. So first of all, we're starting off the day with rainbow chalking. So we're going to be inviting the community, but also inviting passers-by to be chalking the grounds outside the library with really, rainbows. We'll have probably unicorns. We'll probably have all sorts of social justice messages and different things like that. So that'll be really interesting. And then we're going to have each organization say a few words. But the really sort of topic of the day, I think, will be the discussion that happens inside the library. So the library have been absolutely fantastic and have put on a LGBT book display. So we're going to have queer authors, queer-themed books inside, and they'll be available for the public to read and take out over this whole week. So that's fantastic that the library actually already has those books in stock but have put them on a display, which is really amazing. And so that display and sort of a bit of a look through the books will be followed by a panel discussion. And we have three or four locals who are going to speak about queer parenting. We also have some young people who are going to talk about their experience of queer families as well. So it's going to be a sort of busy day, packed with the different activities.
It sounds like the community has really come together and everyone's kind of brought different views and different angles into the day, which is wonderful to see, or hear rather.
Yeah, it's really great. And I should also say that there's going to be a range of other organizations there. So the DAC, which is the Aboriginal organization, and we also have Women's Health, and they're going to be there on the day and supporting the event. So I'm sure there'll be lots of other organizations present. And it's really important as well, because these are actually the organizations that deliver services for our community. And I think it shows, you know, a real sense of solidarity when these organizations are supporting a day like Ida Hobbit. And I think, you know, for many young people out there, you know, young gay and lesbian and transgender people, I think it's really important to see that there's organizations that are there to support them if they need it.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's a lot of initiatives out there, and I think maybe sometimes for young people or other people in general in regional rural Victoria, visibility could be an issue. But if they're there tomorrow in Bendigo, they certainly won't be missing out, or will be aware of them by the end of the day. What time does it all kick off?
So it kicks off at 12 o'clock outside the library, and it all sort of finishes up around 2-ish with morning tea and some light refreshments at the library. So it's going to really be a fun-filled day of activities.
And am I correct in assuming it's all free?
All free, yep, all free, and it'll be nice. And it's raining here at the minute in Bendigo, so we hope it doesn't rain, but if it does rain, we will find a little shelter area to do our chalking.
No worries. And so if anybody wants to attend, do they need to RSVP or just rock up tomorrow?
No, they can just rock up outside the library, but we do have a Facebook page. It's Backcountry, just one C, so Backcountry, and we have an event page there on all of our activities. We also have an event planner on the page as well. So that's some of our regular events and events that will be coming up over the next few months.
Well, that sounds fantastic. So you heard it there. If you want to find out what's happening at Vac Country, V-A-C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, on Facebook, look them up. It's kicking off at 12 p.m. tomorrow with the rainbow chalking in front of the Bendigo Library. Rain or shine, they will find a place to rainbow chalk. Is that fair?
Yeah, definitely. I might just add one more thing, Caleb. We're actually also doing a fundraiser. It's called Christmas in July.
Yep.
And that's going to be held in the Dalesford Hotel. We are working with a group called GoGo, who are gay-owned, gay-operated, which is really a group of gay and lesbian people who have a range of businesses in Bendigo, and they're sort of helping us through some fundraising efforts with our Christmas in July themed party. So that should be really amazing, and that's happening on the 1st of July, and you can buy tickets through our Eventbrite page, which is also linked on our Facebook. So, yes.
Keeping very busy
happening.
Here. There you go.
Yes,
well, keep up the good work, keep up the community partnerships, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Caleb, and I'll speak to you soon.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. This is Cal, and I'm joined in the studio now by the Practice and Program Manager of VAC, Peter Locke. Thanks for joining us, Peter.
Good evening, Caleb. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you back in the studio. I think the last time we were here, we had you talking about Pronto, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Practice and Program Manager at VAC, what does that mean?
That means I'm the practice manager of the Centre Clinic, which is our LGBTIQ clinic in St Kilda.
Okay.
And the program manager of our services at Pronto.
Great.
Our rapid HIV and STI testing service.
Very good. Let's just get a brief update here, since you're across so many different services.
Mm-hmm.
The Centre Clinic down in St Kilda, for anyone who doesn't know the Centre Clinic, what's offered there?
We offer general practice services, including STI treatment, testing, management, and HIV management. But, the full suite of GP services also.
And Centre Clinic's been around for a rather long time, is that right?
A very long time. I think it was Victoria's first gay men's health centre.
And it's based at?
We're on Fitzroy Street in St Kilda.
The Centre Clinic, is that only for people living with HIV?
Not at all, no. As I said, it's for the LGBTIQ community who can come in. It's a safe space for everyone identifying within that community to get good services.
Okay, and the cost of services there, are they comparable? Or?
We're bulk billing.
Oh, fantastic. So it's a very good option for anyone.
It is.
Okay, to the north side, we've got Pronto. Pronto is located where again?
175 Rose Street in Fitzroy.
And what's any news in Pronto?
There's quite a lot of news in Pronto.
Okay.
We have introduced STI screening.
Okay.
So clients booking in for a rapid HIV test can have the option of doing a full STI screen for chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis.
Great.
We've had a great uptake of that. Proving to be a very popular service. We are also running some prep clinics over there.
Which, actually, I think since the last time we've had you on, there's been a bit of movement on PrEP. The TG has approved PrEP.
They have, yes. Hopefully that'll be put through the PBS really quickly.
Okay.
In the interim, we'll be intending to be working with the PrEPX trial.
Okay.
Which is all about getting PrEP out to punters.
Yep.
We're running some clinics now at the moment for people who want to get prescriptions and privately import.
Yep.
So we're keeping very busy on the PrEP front.
Absolutely.
It's going to get busier.
And just to make things, you know, a little bit something extra, as it sounds like your plate is already quite full, Equinox is coming up and it is launching tomorrow night. What's the story? What is Equinox?
Equinox is a gender health centre service for the trans and gender diverse community that we've set up to utilise the space at Pronto. During the day when the Pronto rapid and HIV testing isn't being done.
Okay, so this isn't a matter of Pronto become Equinox or the other way around.
No.
It's a co-location.
It's a brand new service sharing the space.
Okay, yeah. Great. Optimizing that space kind of in a broader community sense.
Absolutely. It's making the most of the resources we have to expand our services to the communities that need them.
And how did the Equinox service come about?
Dr. Pauline Cundall and I were chatting one day and they mentioned that they were looking for somewhere new to practice. And
okay.
It occurred to me that we had this great space that could be utilized, and VAC gave us the go-ahead. Along came Equinox.
Okay. And is there many services like that already out there?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay.
We really are trying to be kind of a peer-led service as well.
Okay.
Which is quite unique as well. So we have the trans advisory group providing input to us on what they see as valuable and important for the service.
Okay.
We have some trans and gender diverse staff working within the service. And I think that's a fairly unique setup in Australia, at least.
But important that it has that community drive behind it.
Definitely. We don't want to be imposing what we think a community needs.
Yep.
I have an understanding of what some of the, you know, issues impacting trans health and well-being may be, but at the end of the day, it's trans and gender diverse people who know better.
Well, that sounds, you know, really good about the initiative there. What is going to be offered as part of that service?
We have general practice services running at the moment.
Okay.
So anything from mental health, sexual health, general health and well-being.
So I guess, would it be fair to say it's more about creating, like, I guess, a safe space, really? It's a general practice, but one that's really knowledgeable in the...
Absolutely. We want to have a space where patients / clients can come in and not have to explain their gender, explain their pronouns repeatedly. They can sit in the waiting room and just feel safe and not feel stared at, not feel like they're not welcome. It's a safe, welcoming space.
And I guess, you know, there would become some complexities or requests that, you know, may not be apparent that someone might make coming into the...
Absolutely. From health perspectives, you know, people of different genders, you know, we take for granted that, a trans man may need a pap smear, a trans woman may need a prostate exam, and we want to provide a space where they can come in and request that without having to explain why. Just get that service like they deserve and enjoy good health and well-being.
This is a really exciting development, and I want to talk a little bit more about it. We're going to come back to that in just a minute.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. I'm Cal, and I'm joined in the studio again by Peter Locke, who is the Practice and Program Manager at Victorian AIDS Council. And he works across both the Center Clinic and Pronto and the new Equinox service, which is launching tomorrow, Tuesday night. Now, Peter, we were talking before that Equinox service is a service aimed at the trans and gender diverse community. Is that correct?
That's right. It's a gender health center for the trans and gender diverse community.
And so we have a GP there. Is that, what's the extent of that service at the moment?
At the moment, we have Dr. Pauline Cundall.
Yep.
But in time, it would be great if we can get another GP on board. The demand, I think, is certainly going to be there.
So if there's a GP out there listening right now, they should get in touch.
Please do.
And any other expansion of services planned?
Next planned is hopefully some counselling services.
Great.
We are in negotiations with some counsellors and trying to work out budgets and things so that we can offer some affordable counselling solutions for people.
Yep.
Longer term, we'll go back to the trans advisory group and at some point and have discussions about what they would see as a valuable addition.
Great.
And what we can practically work with, given our space and facilities.
Well, it sounds like the community is definitely, like, really informed this service. And are they potentially going to be involved from, like, a staffing aspect at all?
We do have several of our staff identify as trans or gender diverse.
Great.
So they're certainly involved already.
Yeah, that's
from the get-go.
Very good. Okay, so, but tomorrow is the actual launch itself. What does the launch of Equinox look like?
It's going to be a big evening. We have DJ Brooke Powers DJing for us.
Great.
Mama Alto doing a few songs for us. We've got some guest speakers, Margot Fink, Julie Peters, Pauline Cundall, our GP, is going to have a few words to say.
Okay.
Chad Hughes, the VAC president, and Jeremy Wiggins are all going to be talking about the service and what we're doing.
Great.
We have a food truck coming in to provide some food. We have a bar. And one of our clients runs a restaurant, and he's bringing in some little sweet treats for us all as well.
This is a pretty big affair.
Mm.
This is quite exciting.
It's getting bigger by the day.
So with that being said, is this an invite only event? Is this exclusive?
No, this one's open to any member of the TGD community and their allies.
Absolutely. That's really exciting. Mm. All right. So for everybody listening out there who's like, I want to get in on this food truck DJ situation, the time is from 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
That's right. What would be a great help for us is if you jumped onto the Equinox Facebook page.
Okay.
We have a group page on there, and you'll see the invite on there. There's an RSVP button on the invite. Click on that, and then we'll have an idea of who's coming and
when. How many sweet treats to have ready?
Catering for thousands.
Can you bring in a second food truck or whatnot?
We might need to.
There you go. Well, it is really exciting. It sounds like an amazing night. Now, getting back to the service itself, the Equinox service, is it actually starting after tomorrow?
No, we're up and running already.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're open Mondays and Thursdays from 9 till 3:30. And we're also opening every second Friday from 9 in the morning till 12:30 in the afternoon.
And if someone wants to access the service, what are the contact details there?
they can call the phone number, which is 9416-2889.
Okay.
Or they can go, there's some information on our website, which we're still developing, but that's www.equinox.org.au.
Okay, great. And with the phone number, because I know we mentioned in the last segment that Equinox and Pronto are at the same location. Does that phone number go to Pronto as well?
It goes to both. Yep. So you'll be speaking to a receptionist who's well aware of both services and can book you in accordingly.
That's fantastic. Mm. Okay, great. Peter Locke, thank you so much for joining us in the studio. I will certainly make sure I'm at the Equinox launch. For those of you listening, you should really consider doing the same because it sounds like it is going to be awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Peter. Great. See you then. You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Do you have a business, product, or service that needs to be seen and heard? Become a Joy sponsor and get the best of both worlds. Have your message heard on air by 329,000 monthly listeners. Have your message seen online at joy.org.au via the Joy sponsorship directory. Sponsorship starts from as low as $295. And best of all, those who sponsor us for more than 1 month are featured on our listing free. Yes, free! Call 1-300-JOY-949 or email sales@joy.org.au for more details. Joy 94.9, the diverse voice of the GLBTI community.
Certainly hasn't been a year without rain this year, Jesse, because there's been heaps of it. And my garden is looking amazing as a result.
Very lush, I hope.
Oh, absolutely. Super healthy. And getting back to health and well-being. We have talked with Harry McInulty about Ida Hobbit and Bendigo. We were talking to Peter Locke about the Equinox launch. If you are here in Melbourne tomorrow, 6 to 8:30 at Equinox/Pronto site, the 175 Rose Street in Fitzroy. Miss Jesse, what else is coming up? We've got a heaps of health and well-being things coming
up. We sure do. So we've got the LBQ Women's Conference, which is coming up.
On Friday, Friday, May 27th, which is really good. And here on Well, 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 I think it's your show on May 30th.
It is. So on the 30th, I'm going to be talking about some issues, health issues that relate to lesbian, bisexual and queer women. And I'm actually going to go to the conference and stake out a couple speakers, and I'm probably going to stalk them and then ask them very, very nicely if they could come on my show. I actually do have a couple of speakers in mind, but I am going to keep that under wraps until most likely next week, and we'll make the announcement of who's going to come onto the show.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
I believe registrations are still open. You can visit www.vac.org.au/LBQWHC2016. Which I know is super long.
It's a bit of a mouthful. Or it's you could just search LBQ Women's Conference on the VAC website, and it's right there.
If you go to www.vac.org.au, it's like the first slider in your face. If you can't see you're not looking. but, you know, I know we've had, at the start of the show, we talked about a few kind of health and well-being things that have been happening in the community. And actually, last week, we had, Adam was hosting the show, and we had Daniel Bryan, Volunteers Coordinator from VAC, in the studio talking about National Volunteers Week. And it all sort of wrapped up, I guess, on Friday, really, with VAC, with the National Volunteers Week, I guess, celebration?
Yeah, so we did have a celebration on Friday, and that was at the Paran Town Hall. And it was really good fun. It was at a beautiful venue, and it was just a really, really lovely event. So it was really well attended. And there were four awards given out, which I'm quickly going to mention. We had two 10-year volunteers, which was Derek Collins and Dimitri Christo. We've got a 25-year volunteer, which is Madeline Barbara, and a shocking 30 years that goes to Colin Chrysler. So a massive, massive thank you to all of you guys and all of our volunteers out there, of course.
30 years. That's amazing.
I know.
And Colin is amazing. He's usually the sound guy behind so many things. And I know he's been across so much more than that, but I guess a lot of people know him as the sound guy. Mm. But yeah, absolutely amazing. That's really, really good.
Yeah, and it was just really, really lovely to see everyone there.
I didn't get to go, unfortunately.
You didn't get to go. Well, they had really, really good food. You know, I do love the food. So I went for the free food and picked here and there, and the mayor was there. So it was quite fun, actually.
The mayor of the city of Stonington.
Yeah.
That's great to have that recognition for some of the great volunteers looking after the health and well-being of our community. Mm. I do have a good excuse, admittedly.
I do.
I was actually speaking on sport and diversity, which we've talked about on the show here.
That's right.
Over at Amy Park, because VAC actually sponsors the Melbourne Chargers, and the Melbourne Chargers will be heading off to Bingham in Nashville this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so, as a, you know, because everyone else was at the welcoming the volunteers and thanking them and, you know, awarding some very important awards, I ended up speaking on sport and diversity and sort of the importance, because a really common question that comes up, people's go, you know,
why do you have a gay rugby team.
Yeah, or gay or sporting clubs, LGBT yeah. sporting clubs in general. And I actually was sort of saying there's been a study prompted by the last Bingham Cup. So the mm-hmm. last one was in Australia, and it prompted the Out on the Field study. And so that was actually, it was just really interesting because the participants in it were both gay and straight, bisexual, lesbians, the whole kind of gamut of, well, sexuality diversity. They didn't have gender diversity in there because of the scope of the research survey. But what they found was 80% of the people participating, whether gay or straight, had actually bared witness to homophobia in the sporting community.
Yeah.
And then of those, I think about nearly 80% as well, of those that did identify as gay or lesbian or bisexual, actually felt like they couldn't come out in that space. And I mean, if that's just sort of not enough, my personal experience even, I kind of brought up where I've played a whole range of sports.
Yeah.
Still haven't found one that I'm really naturally talented at. But I actually, you know, when I was a teenager, I didn't participate in sport at all. And it was actually rugby, the Sydney Convicts, I played in 2008 and ended up going to Bingham with them in like a course of 3 months.
Yeah.
And that was sort of my reintroduction to sport. And
that's been a lot of fun though.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've, after several injuries, I moved on to water polo. Yeah. And so that was sort of, you know, just my kind of way of coming around to it. So best of luck to the Melbourne Chargers as they head off to the Bingham Cup. Look after your health and well-being while you are away.
Absolutely.
And Miss Jessie, that is it for another week.
Oh my goodness, that just went by so fast, Cal. Seriously, an hour just when you're having fun, it just whips by, doesn't it?
It absolutely does just whip by. This has been another episode of Well, Well, Well. You're listening to Joy 94.9. If you've missed any of today's show or you want to catch up on any of the other shows that you've missed out, maybe the one on sport and diversity, last year's LBQ Women's Conference, they are all online at www.joy.org.au/well, well, well. It's listed as one of our podcasts. Yeah, and if you want to listen to us next week, tune in at 8 p.m. here on Joy 94.9. We'll see you guys. Have a good week.
Bye.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.